show what time it is. People at 6:30 go on a radio show.
All right, all right. Hopefully y'all had a great day today. And if you didn't, y'all already know God is still God. Thanks for tuning in to all those who dialed in or who are online. I appreciate all my listeners. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Like I say every time, you know what I mean, I created this show because I was tired of not being able to express myself and get the word out there. My job as, you know, as a servant of the Lord is to reach the people. I mean, but I'm doing it my way. I can't say my way because this is something totally new for me. So I'm doing it his way. But in order to do it his way, I just got to keep it real at the same time. So. Survivor of life. Woof, we are all survivors of life. I mean, we all have survived some challenge or hurdle in life that has come our way. But the number one thing we all have to remember at all times is we didn't come through our situations alone. I mean, God has placed people in our lives to help us along the way. And at the same time, you have to understand we have to do our part and then allow God to do the rest. The good word. Boy, I love reading that good word. But Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, it says, ask and it shall be given to you. It says, seek and ye shall find. And it says, knock and it shall be opened unto you. I say that to say, because we have to be grateful for the little things that we have in life. I know everybody might want, you know, the house, the car, or the sensor, but at the end of the day, is that what makes you really happy? You know what I'm saying? Is it just about getting the cars and the you know, living that life, or is it something else more fulfilling? It has to be something more, because one thing you can't do is leave a legacy of cars and this, that, third. You leave impressions on people. So I say that to say to be grateful for the little things that life has given us. I mean, it's just a blessing just to see another day, to breathe, to have fresh air to breathe, you know what I mean, the lungs that we have, even the use of our limbs. Because there's so many people that don't have use of their lungs. I try to let my daughters know on a daily basis since they were born. Got to thank God for allowing us to have a roof over our head. I know it might, even though, you know, it might not be the best, of everybody's situation is different. But you have to thank God to be able to have a roof over your head, to call somewhere to call home. Because it's a lot of people who don't have a home. That's why I have to give a big up to Victory Church out there on Route 8. They are definitely trying to do something for the homeless, and that's a blessing. I love to see it. And at the same time, it definitely makes me want to get involved and find out what else can I do to get involved to try to help the other people. I mean, that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to help one another. You know, sometimes you have some people who, you know, take advantage of our kindness, and that really puts the damper on some people when they're like, oh, well, I'm not trying to help no one no more because I've been used and abused. All have been used and abused. And you know what I mean? That's where naive and being young and dumb and learning, not even young and dumb, just learning life sometimes. It's all a part of life. Everybody gets used at one point in time, but sometimes you just have to be careful of who you help, you know what I'm saying? But you don't have to stop helping. I mean, everybody needs help. So you never know what gift God has blessed you with that you can bless somebody else with. I mean, even like today, it's just like the smallest thing for me was for my washer to be good for so long. It's a blessing because somebody's finally going to fix it for me, and I thank God for that. That is, when you have three children, oh, yeah, that washer comes in handy. So I thank you. That is a blessing. It's a blessing. And, I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful couple that I so, so love dearly. and I thank you, I thank you. They even offered to allow me to, you know, wash my clothes in their home, and I so thank you because that's a blessing for me. I appreciate their outstretched arms, and I thank God because if it wasn't for him using them to come to my aid, you know, that's why I said everything goes around in a circle of life, circle of life. So definitely want to give a big up to them. They know who they are. I'm not going to put them on my blast because I don't have to. I just use my experiences that I've went through in order to guide me. That's the only thing I can do. That's why they said you have to speak from experience. You cannot sit there and talk about something that you do not know or have not went through at all. That's the wrong thing we want to do is talk to just anyone, especially if they have not went through the same thing or yeah, have not went through anything. So just be cautious of who you talk to and who you, you know, have your powwows with, because sometimes people can get the wrong information from people and they have you all twisted and jacked up. So definitely got to be cautious. Be wary, be wary. Ah, like they say, sheep coming real close. But no one's perfect. All we can do is just strive to be righteous. It's not about being right, because some people just be like, oh, yeah, I'm right, because I'm right. No, it's not about being right. All, you know what I mean? It's about being righteous. And, you know, when you're righteous, then, yes, you're going to do the right thing and you're going to say the right thing. So that just comes with the territory, pretty much. It just comes with the territory. And when you're being righteous, you know, you're doing God's will and allowing him to use you to do his will. So it's a sweet spirit that he fills your heart and your mind with, just knowing he's always with us. He's always with us. He's a very, 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 very present God. And I still just have to, you know, because everything that's going on in our nation right now, this is a trying time for us right now, but it's definitely a time for us to have faith in God, is believing in him. So as long as you believe in him and you obey his word, we're going to be all right. I mean, everything has to happen for a reason. We're all going to go through some trials and tribulations, but at the end of the day, we have to have faith and keep hope alive. Because like I said, without hope, there's no life. There's no life without hope. You got to have hope. You got to keep the faith. So just keep on keeping on and do what you got to do. And that's one thing you have to do, is make sure you fight for what is right. Don't let no one just sit there and tell you anything. You make sure you go find out or do whatever you have to do, because some people, they just take whatever someone's saying and just run with it. Got to find out, people, because sometimes people are wrong and they'll point you in the wrong direction. I mean, I just went through it today, but thanks be to God, God was on my side again. I have what I call Journal of Miracles, and miracles is blessing, because God has definitely given me some miracles. Some miracles have definitely happened in my life, and a lot of blessings have happened in my life. So that's why I can truly, truly say, he's an awesome God. He's an awesome one. I know my friend would be like, oh, girl, this is supposed to be a show about current events. But you can't have current events without him. Put it blank. I mean, even on TV. But I'm just going to keep on rolling on. Planting that seed. Well, surviving life. You know what I mean? It's life is a balancing act, because you have your family life, you have your work life, and then you have your me time. I mean, life is wrapped up into so many different things. And if you have children, then you definitely have a whole lot of different areas you have to cover, because you have to cover school and it's just, you know, it's a trying situation when you do that. So, you know, it takes definitely a headstrong, a straightforward type of person to juggle that, because it's not easy now. Raising children, it'll definitely show you what you're made of, should I say. That's a great word for it. It'll show you what you're made of, because life is It's truly, truly, it's amazing. Life is amazing now. Life is definitely amazing, but it could throw you some hurdles and some stuff like that. So just got to know how to balance that whole life thing out. And especially when it comes to your family time, you definitely got to make time for family. Family is very important, especially your children. You don't want to, just not pay them any mind. You got to make sure you do what you got to do. And I know it's hard sometimes, especially if you're a single mother. Now, I can speak for all the single ladies because it's hard because you have to balance, cooking and getting the kids up. It's just a routine that you do on a regular basis, but it gets easy as you go along because it's like it's a routine. It's just like you're in the Army. So you're going to go, do what you got to do, You know what I'm saying? But you got to have time to, that pause time where you just do something for yourself to depress from everything that you've been doing for others. Because when you have kids, you cannot be selfish. It's about them. It's about them, and it's about doing what you have to do for them and for your family. So that means if you have to, work to get this or do this, you got to do what you got to do. Bills got to be paid, food got to be put on the table. So, even the fathers, because fathers, they do it too now. You have some really, really awesome fathers out here. That's why I said, I know you hear a lot like, oh, well, there ain't no look, you have some awesome fathers out here that do what they have to do for their children. So I take my hats off to all the mothers and the fathers that do what they have to do. I speak for myself, That's all I can do, like I say. But I just appreciate you, taking the time out to listen to my radio show. And hopefully when anything that I am saying, it can be beneficial to someone else's life. But like I said, I'm here to inform the citizens of Delaware as well as inform and to encourage and to motivate. So definitely want to encourage all the single mothers because I know times get hard and some people, you get that moment where you're just like, you're just so frustrated. But just know, just keep holding on. Just keep doing what you got to do because life will throw you some hell of a curveball sometimes, but you got to know how to maneuver in between them curveballs. You know what I'm saying? I know sometimes some people get knocked down, but it's all about when you get back up. Now that's a real super, that's a true story. When you get back up now, it's beautiful. It's definitely beautiful, but you got to know how to stay up and not go back down because sometimes, you have different points in your life, but you have to know what is causing you to go backwards instead of going forward because you're supposed to be moving straight ahead. You're supposed to be moving forward, not going back. So if you see yourself falling back into the same thing, better pause. Just got to pause and keep it moving. Now, I definitely got to say, these current events are off the charts today because I need to know what is going on with Trump and Kanye West. What in the world did they have to talk about? Is Kanye West running for a position or something? What in the world? This man just flipped out on some, they had him all over the news about him having a nervous breakdown and stuff. And then he up there politicking with Trump. Oh, my goodness. Really? Are we serious? I mean, this whole political year has been a soap opera, a straight-up soap opera. I mean, you got these billionaires that he has to go. They bought their money, first of all. They're going to go get that money. And just like that man, Rex Tillerson, who he's nominating for Secretary of State, he said on an interview he said he's going to drill and make money. That's what he loves. That's what he wanted to do. So that means if it's about that money. So they don't care about doing away with no businesses and stuff like that. Trump is still going to make a killing regardless because he has power players on his team. These people know how to make money. They know how to get that dollar. And they're going to have their lawyers and everybody else to go around them curves. There's nothing conventional about Trump. He's not going to do anything the same way people, how the other presidents have been doing it. He about doing whatever he wanna do. That's exactly why he said he's a smart man. He said he's like a smart man. I can't even believe he said like a. You know, that's grammar. I'm big on, because I like to write. So I'm big on grammar. The man says, I'm like a smart person. It's either you're smart or you're not. And that was not smart. That was like, wow, really? Oh, my goodness. Let me stop. Okay. I couldn't believe what he said, but that's what he said. He said he's like a smart person, but he's like, why do I have to go to a briefing every single day? Just call me if something happens important. What the world? No wonder he don't know what's going on. He always be talking that foolishness. He's all right. We're going to see exactly how this play out. I'm sitting back, and I'm watching this soap opera. I ain't got no popcorn. I don't have any popcorn, but I'm going to watch this soap opera. But this is the kicker. Coons just went off the air. He was just on the air this evening, not too long ago, right? So now Chris Coons is our senator of Delaware. This is Delaware's senator, Chris Coons. Now Chris Coons is the foreign relations. He's on the Foreign Relations Committee for the United States. Okay, so he's supposed to be meeting with Trump tomorrow about the National Prayer Breakfast. Pause, people. Let that sink in. National Prayer Breakfast, okay? To celebrate. Now, the National Prayer Breakfast is a celebration of prayer in America. Okay. Let that sink in. Pause. Okay, you don't get that? I know somebody got that one. Okay. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but did they take prayer out of school? So what in the world are they talking about the National Prayer Breakfast? My children would get in trouble when they, let me tell you something. My children would get in trouble when they even mention God. Can't wear a shirt that said God or nothing pertaining to any of your religions. If they were in school, they said the kids that were Muslim, they couldn't wear their head dressing, their garbs on their head. I mean, I was just, like, wait a minute, National Prayer Breakfast and y'all inviting Trump? It's a bunch of atheists wrapped up into that prayer breakfast. It's a nonpartisan breakfast. They're fine, but I'm just saying, though. How can y'all have a National Day of Prayer and y'all didn't, y'all, and they took prayer out of school? That's why we got all these kids tripping. They tripping. And look, Kanye, he praises, not Kanye, Trump praises Kanye as a good man. They don't even know the man. They don't even know. They don't even listen to his music. I can't believe it. I'm just like, what in the world? What in the world? Like I said, it's a soap opera, and it's definitely a soap opera for real, because this is just foolishness that is best. Foolishness. Oh, my goodness. This is who we got going on for president, right? Okay. But like I said, just got to sit back and watch how stuff unfolds, because it is definitely going to unfold. Trust me. Oh, yeah, it's going to unfold, because you don't hear a peep out of Mike Pence. Mike Pence has been very mute. He's been doing what he has to do, soaking up all that knowledge of things that he didn't know before. Not even know that didn't know before. Excuse me. He's just been soaking up that knowledge. So when Trump does something's gonna happen, especially they sitting there pushing for this whole hacking situation with Russia. Now he has a lot of people who have different relations with Russia too. So we definitely have to keep a watchful eye over that. But it's gonna come out. So definitely not worried about it. It's definitely gonna come out what's going about to transpire. But definitely want to keep you informed of what's going on in your own neck of the woods in Delaware. We have our own tons of corruption. You have your national, your federal, your state level corruption. So I'm gonna sit here and talk about the state corruption, starting with Kent County Family Courthouse, where we have two people right now, Gretchen C. Gilchrist. She is a former lawyer of the Gilchrist firm in Smyrna, Delaware, and she was newly commissioned to be a commissioner. She was newly confirmed, excuse me, to be a commissioner on October 13, 2016, with a retaliation of our very own Governor Jack Markell. Governor Jack Markell retaliated against myself and another client of Gilchrist for bringing forth evidence against Gretchen C. Gilchrist with her performance as a lawyer and as also her neglect as a lawyer. It's just so many different things this woman done wrong, as far as wrong, putting wrong information on documentation and sending it out to companies, and the companies having to get in contact with her and telling her to do her research because she was filing wrong document, wrong paperwork, as well as putting wrong information on paperwork and doing it over multiple times and still charging clients for the wrong work that she's done. I mean, how can we have someone in Kent County Family Court being a commissioner when she can't even run her own business appropriately and properly and to the standards of a lawyer? I mean, how do they allow these lawyers to get away with this? It should not be right. It's time for these people to stop taking advantage of the people. I mean, we are the ones that put them in their position. We vote them in, and then as soon as they get in there, they don't want to say one word to you when you have a situation. But at the same time, something has to be done. We have voter registration fraud that has been done in Delaware because my 14-year-old mentally challenged daughter received a voter registration card. I mean, she's only 14, so while she has a voter registration card. But this all transpired while she was in state custody. And the only reason she was in state custody is because of her father and the Harris household. After kicking her out, they forced her into the state custody, which put her in a group that forced her into a group home, which was the Terry Shelter Group Home that is direct, and the director of the group home that's at the facility is Miss Allison. Now, it's a lot that goes on at that facility has been brought to my attention by my 14-year-old mentally challenged daughter, because she went missing for a month, a week, and 4 days from this facility. So I've had to reach out to the governor and his, I mean, just the House of Senate, just anybody I could to get some type of assistance. And do you think that Governor Jack Markell once said anything or tried to even offer a helping hand? Not at all. I could not even get the newspapers to put it in the newspapers. I could not get no assistance whatsoever. And when they did what the newspapers did, which was Delaware State News and the Dover Post and the rest of them, because the Dover Post, it runs 6 different newspapers for the different counties. So even from Suffolk County all the way up to Wilmington, they put in their paper, they took my paper that I wrote and critiqued it right there in front of my face and told me exactly what I needed to do. And don't you know these people did not even bother putting it in the news? Like, how could you do that? So, I mean, that was Jim Lee at the Dover Post, who is the editor, and Andy West of the Delaware State newspaper. Now, both of these men did the same thing and had didn't even want to answer my phone call to take my phone call. When I would call, they know my number. That's how they call. That's how they flag you. And they would just, either send me to a voicemail, or sometimes the phone would just go dead. So that means they either pick up or hang up. But this is what you go. This is what you go through when you're trying to do something right. When you're fighting for something right, you're gonna go through these hurdles and this. But it's all up. It is okay. Because when that big old V comes, that V stands for that victory. All right now, over them, it's all worth it. And that's what's gonna happen. I have faith. Definitely have faith, because these people are wrong. Governor Jack Markell is wrong. The employees, certain employees like Beautiful White, you have Trinette Ramsey, You have Renee Parker. These are of the state building that deals with the children. Those three young ladies, they are definitely wrong, especially Ms. Beautiful White. Now, Ms. Beautiful White, this young lady, she is biased against me. She refuses to contact me and update me on any type of information pertaining to my 14-year-old mentally challenged daughter. But she has no problem contacting my ex-husband, the same young man who is ordered by the court to do a parenting class as well as anger management, I believe. No, excuse me, yes, anger management and a child parenting class. It's a lot that's a whole nother topic I can go into. But at the same time, this is what you call corruption at its best in Delaware. I mean, if you're at family court and you have been to the Kent County Family Court, then you know what I'm talking about. So anyone who has had any type of discrepancy with Kent County Family Courthouse, please give me a call. The number to dial in is 323-215-5559. I would love to hear from you, and the people would love to hear your trials, your story, because even if you were successful or you weren't successful, it doesn't matter. Still want to hear it, but we have to know more about what's going on, because in order for a change to come about, you're going to have to take some type of action. You just can't sit there and not do anything. So it's time to take action if you want to see a change. I see there was an article about Kent County Family Court in the paper of January 2014. To be honest, that has inspired me to write an article to see if they'll put it in newspapers. I mean, it just seems like they don't want anything I put at them, but we'll see. I'm going to critique it to the T and see if they'll run with it. If they run with it, then I got it. Then that's what's up. That's a blessing. And I'm praying that they do run with it, because the people need to know what's going on in Kent County Family Court. That's why the article was pushing for open court. If I had open court back in 2002, when I was kept asking for the judges to change my the commissioners, the mediators, and the judges, because I went before three different people. After I couldn't get anything from the mediator, I would have to go to a commissioner, and then after the commissioner, you know, you have to go to the judge. So it was just a change, and they were always denying and say, "Oh, it's just because it was just child support," but it was child support and visitation. So what I wanted, I couldn't receive because they didn't want to move. It goes deep, but I know everybody has their own situations. But at the same time, this is all the life's challenges. Everybody's challenges are different, and I know I don't want y'all to keep hearing from me, so I will have different guests coming on the show, and even if you want to, you know, share your story with us, please, please dial in 323-642-1559. I would love to hear from you. I know the people would love to hear from you. We need more people who are willing to take action and fight for what's right. Because if we can get a change in Delaware, oh, my goodness, we are on the ball. We are on the move. I mean, it's this young man who is on my face. His name is Jewel Jones, and he is such an inspiration. This young man is only, I believe, 19 or 21 years old, and he is going to be Detroit, Michigan State representative in a couple of days, okay? That is a young man with his head screwed all the way on. And he loves the people, and he is trying to do something for the people, not only just in his state, but also on the national level. That's inspiring. And like I say, Jewel Jones, keep doing what you're doing, because it's amazing. And he is a man of God. He loves the Lord, because every time you hear him speak, when he go live, on his Facebook messages, he always gives credit where credit is due to our Almighty Father. So there's nothing wrong with that. I know you do have some people who say it's a place and a time for it. I agree it's a place and a time for it, because, you know, you do have atheists, but at the same time, I'm not ashamed of them, and I'm not going to act like I am, fortunately. But, sometimes you got to contain yourself sometimes. But, you know, and deep down, that's me too. If you have you revved up, ready to say whatever you got to say. But I just got to keep the faith, people. You know what I mean? I know what's going on. It's a very trying time in our nation. But, you know, just got to keep the faith and keep pushing, keep searching, keep pushing. Just got to keep doing what you, doing what's right and doing whatever you believe in. If that's what you believe in, and if it's right, go for it. Do what you got to do. Don't let nothing stop you. Don't let no one stop you, because we have life blockers now. A lot of life blockers. They could be people, things, anything. Don't let it block you, because you have some people who will prey on your downfall. So you got to watch, too, who you're telling your business to. Can't tell everybody your business now. No. That's one thing about Trump. He's like, he know how to keep you in suspense now. That man will tell you quick. And basically, he ain't telling you that. He was like, you'll wait and see, you'll wait and see. And sometimes it has to be like that. You'll wait and see. You know what I mean? So, but we definitely will wait and see what happens with these nominees that he nominated, if he's going to get through, if they're going to get through. Because they definitely have to go before the Senate. They have to be confirmed. So we will see. Y'all make sure y'all tune into that. Well, I do not have much long in the show, but I definitely thank you for tuning in. I'll be meeting with a couple of people tomorrow. Hopefully, they'll be willing to share their stories with you. And I'm definitely hoping they are, because I believe everybody needs to know, you know, when it comes to finances and also with the living a single mother's life. So there's a lot of single mothers out here. So I definitely want to encourage and definitely try to give you some information. But it's a influential person that I know. And she's a single mother of four beautiful, beautiful children, And she, you know, she works in the finance department, and she knows a whole lot when it comes to saving and setting up a budget. So you definitely want to tune into this. So it'll be next week when she is willing to, when she has free time to come on. So I'll definitely keep you posted by Friday and let you know the exact date of when she'll be airing. So just stay tuned for that. And with all that said, y'all tune in each and every night, 6:30 p.m. This is Hope for All Radio Show, and thank you for tuning in.